This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Almost exactly a year ago, I took a drive about 25, 30 miles south of downtown LA, wound up on a windy hilltop overlooking the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach to see for myself what had become at the time the defining image of the supply chain in this economy.
That's a lot of boats.
That's a lot of ships, but as you can see, they're spaced out. Everybody's in their circle. We watch over them. This cruise ship.
Captain Kip Lutich showed me around that day. He's the executive director of the Marine Exchange of Southern California. It's kind of like air traffic control for the two side-by-side ports, which are typically the busiest in the country. Together, they handle about 40% of all U.S. container imports. And that day, last September, there were 66 container ships waiting out on the water with something like 500,000 containers loaded on them carrying shoes and furniture and electronics and other stuff that American consumers wanted.
Normally, you'd have a tenth of what we have out there.
And it got way worse.
We actually love the media because you are going around asking, when will this end? Because we want to know when it will end, too.
The backlog peaked at 109 ships in early January this year. 9 months later, though.
Gorgeous day here in San Pedro, California. Tell you what, can't beat it.
Last week, we figured it was time to go back. All right, so let's step out on the deck here for a second.
All right, welcome to our world.
Well, because the last time we were here, we stood out on this deck, and there were like dozens of ships out there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm counting now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 9.
Right.
That's like nothing.
That's like nothing, and there are no container ships, which is the best news.
Oh, that's so funny.
These
are all tankers?
Tankers, bulk ships.
Wow.
So the normal number of container ships at anchor pre-COVID was 0 to 1.
Right.
And that's what we tend to be at now.
That is true, technically, but it is not the whole container ship story.
Let's go inside. It's hot in the sunshine. He says, complaining about the weather in Southern California.
And you can make a left.
I will.
Inside, behind big glass windows facing the ocean, there are a couple of guys watching a wall of computer monitors.
Yes, good morning. We're entering the precautionary area from the south.
And talking to ship captains out on the water.
Clean ocean, San Pedro traffic. Roger. See you entering the precautionary from the southeast. Inbound.
Standing right nearby was Captain Pat Baranek. He's the general manager around here.
Hey, how are you?
Good
to see you again.
Good to see you.
How you been?
Good. How about you?
Good. It looks different out there.
It's much different, yes.
Yeah. Real? I mean, it's crazy.
Significantly different.
Okay.
Yeah.
So show me the fancy map. Tell me what we're looking at.
So we're looking at the same map that we looked at about a year ago.
On a computer screen, we should say, just for those
here. Oh, correct. Yeah. Big TV
right.
with, you know, multiple anchored circles. And the big difference is a lot of those circles are empty. Some of the circles aren't even there anymore.
Those circles we're looking at are basically parking spots for ships. And last time I was here, pretty much every single one of them was occupied.
September of last year, just before we spoke with you, we started the discussion of the numbers increasing to a point where it was becoming unrealistic to manage traffic.
And kind of unsafe too, right?
I mean, that's the big part. Yeah. You know, to have that many vessels in a small area is unsafe. The probability of an incident to happen, you know, was increasing. So we got together.
There was that anchor dragging thing in Orange County,
correct.
Right?
I mean, yeah. Anything where you add more vessels to this equation is going to increase. So that was the part we needed to manage.
So how did they manage all that traffic? Basically, they told captains to slow down and wait somewhere else, way out in the Pacific. And Baranek and his crew would hold a place in line for them based on the time that that ship would have been set to get here if it just came straight in.
Many were loitering down off Mexico because the weather is better down there than off of Morro Bay or somewhere like that. But again, it's the choice of the captain, at least 50 miles offshore.
So the ships are still, not as many ships, but the ships are still out there, right? They're just over the horizon.
Yeah, so we implemented it November 16th. The numbers began to drop locally, but the numbers continued to increase in the congestion. So January of 2022, 108 vessels.
I thought it was 109.
109, there, correct. 109,
oh,
109.
Snap.
Got me by one. 109 that would have been in this area, plus the traditional normal people that would be anchored. So you're looking at 130, 140 vessels that would be in this area.
So we go from 109 in January.
Yep.
Where are we? Kip, maybe you had this number off the top of your head.
Nine
I'm sure both
at
you
noon
guys
yesterday.
Yeah.
But in simple terms, 109 down to 9. And we've been hovering. You're actually sitting on the spreadsheet.
Sorry.
Just in case.
You can see
it's my best side.
We've been hovering in that 10 range for roughly the past month.
Tough to do charts on the radio, but obviously the decline has been precipitous since that 109. So let me ask you this. Where'd all these ships go? Do we know?
Well, it's not a case of go. It's a case of, if you go back to the fall of 2020, you have more cargo, record-setting cargo, when you have fewer people to move it. So that's what choked the system the first time. What's happened now is more people at work. We're standing here without masks. Yeah. So the normal traffic flow ashore is being able to keep up with the relatively normal flow of ships coming in.
I'm going to paraphrase that back to you, and I'm going to get your reaction. And I'm going to take you out of your very specific marine management area here. Sounds to me like what you just said was, as far as container ships into Los Angeles and Long Beach go, the supply chain crisis is over.
I wouldn't say over because there are 9 remaining, and there's one who's been
so,
out
so
there.
So 9 is way more than you want, right?
Yep.
But 9, honestly, is bupkis compared to 109.
Yes, sir. But one has been out there for 6 weeks. We don't know why, but you know it is. There still are issues.
I was talking to the head of the Federal Maritime Commission the other day, the MFA, and he said that a lot of the traffic that used to come here is now on the East Coast. Do you guys buy that?
So that would be my comment, what you just asked. So we can say
we're
down to 9.
Went, right.
If they start to redirect those vessels back on their normal routes, is that number going to go back up? How many are going elsewhere? We don't have that direct information.
Not your job. Point of fact, the ports of New York and New Jersey just had their busiest August ever. So here we are in September-ish of 2022. We're approaching another holiday season. Traffic's going to pick up. Are you expecting more ships, and are you expecting a busier queue?
We're not seeing it.
Yeah. Really?
Traditionally, like you said, August, September, it starts. You know, there's some, I don't know if you went to Home Depot. I went to Home Depot, and Halloween stuff was out August 31st. Is that because people shipped early? Maybe. So we may have already seen it come through, and it could be planning on, you know, contracts with different, you know, union organizations such as the railroads, that kind of thing. They may have planned that those things were coming up, get the product here sooner. Not 100% sure.
Yeah, we should point out that you guys are just the pointy end of the supply chain, right? I mean, from here, right? You got water out there, and then you work your way inland, and it's longshoremen and railroads and trucking, and so there's a huge variable thing here. That's going
and
on.
any one of those has any hiccup, it causes, you know, the whole supply chain to crumble.
It's kind of amazing it works at all. Guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Always fascinating coming down here. Always fascinating.